Call 800-654-9659. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, July 8th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Ian Murphy and the Iron Pig, both locations. Downtown right now, part of Elpenfest. Today through Saturday, big party downtown M32. They have additional parking behind this, the restaurant there. Behind the offices, right there in the office building parking lot, designated parking for the Iron Pig folks. Also, if you can find it out on Main Street, but that is shut down. So all traffic is being routed around the downtown area. So you need to make sure you get into the rear parking lot if you want to be at the Iron Pig. Take advantage of the outdoor patio. Great time. Downtown Elpenfest this week, starting today through Saturday. And then if you'd like an alternative for live music at the South location, 4029 Old 27 Highway, you get off of I-75 at exit 279, head south about a mile, and you'll be right there. It's on the east side of the road. I want to get back to this story, the political pundits with MERS News Service and their conversations that they had yesterday. I want to talk about what the way these pundits see the congressional races. Republicans, of course, returning to the welfare debate of the 1990s, whether or not people who can work should be required to apply for work while on assistance or not be on assistance at all. Well, Selleck, one of the consultants, said, "My sense is that the Democrats have a big jump on defining the issue their way, and that the Republicans have to go on offense very quickly. So expect to see a ton of pro-GOP third-party ads, especially in the congressional districts of 7, 8, and 10. These seats are going to be very challenged this year. Upcoming election year 2026, expect to see a lot of partisan type ads, pro-Trump, pro-Big Beautiful Bill, pro-Republicans, if they have a chance of keeping and or winning those seats." Well, Taylor, the other consultant, said he doesn't see much changing as far as the messaging goes. "I think you'll continue to see Democrats on the offensive, using the passage of this bill to really hammer home that Republicans need to go. They'll be fighting in districts, trying to make sure that people on the ground understand the implications, which unfortunately, I think for Democrats, is going to be a little tough." He said there was too much wrong in the bill, and the Democrats will need to focus on the constituents who actually understand the impacts. Because the one thing you don't want is to go out there and throw everything up against the wall, hoping that something sticks. Understanding that most people don't really understand the ins and outs of politics and policy as it is. He said Republicans are going to end up playing defense in their messaging, and we'll need to convince people that they don't need some of the social services currently being provided. I think they're very comfortable playing from this position. If you think about it, they are often on the defensive, and they actually do a pretty good job of convincing folks that the sky isn't falling, so to speak. Well, Belial said Republicans need to start hitting on the positives of the bill. Democrats are going to continue to message about how terrible everything is. The sky is falling. People are dying. Well, just pointing to the House Speaker Matt Hall as an example. He's out there. He's giving press conferences. He's messaging. He's talking about what he and his Republican caucus are trying to do and what is being successful, what things aren't, and why they aren't. But most of the time, he's talking about positive things. She said there was also positive messaging coming out of the Republican caucus while they visited Washington, D.C. I think we just need to continue with a positive outlook, a positive message about what's actually happening. There are many good things happening in our country right now, DeLisle said, as long as the news reports it and the Republicans take credit for it. Looking forward to next year's elections, said this is going to be an opportunity for us once and for all to change the direction of midterm elections. Now, for example, on that topic, just to be clear, most midterm elections, the president's party usually does not do well in most midterm elections. With President Trump in office, historically, that means a good year for Democrats. However, there's a paradigm shift taking place this next year, especially in Michigan. This is the first time, people, since the 1880s that we have an open seat for both governor and U.S. senator. Stop and think about that. The two top offices at the state level, governor and Washington, D.C., one of 100 U.S. senators are up and going to be on the ballot. In addition, Secretary of State, Attorney General, these, along with the governor, are the top three offices here in the state, along with all your state senators and all your state representatives, as well as all your congressmen in Washington. What does that mean? What does it equate to? Well, basically, Michigan is in play. Michigan is going to be a huge election that both parties are going to bring a ton of money into the state economy. There'll be tons of advertising. There'll be tons of mailers in your mailboxes. There'll be signs everywhere. This August primary coming up a year from this August, 2026, is going to be huge. With many candidates running for all these different offices, it's going to be very critical for them to get their messaging out if they want to win the primary, they want to win the nomination for their party. Then ultimately, the November election. Now, the one good major thing we've got going for the Republicans next year is we are due for a Republican governor. Going back many, many cycles, 8 years Republican governor, 8 years Democrat. 8 years Republican, 8 years Democrat. Well, with Whitmer there for the last 8 years next year, when this election comes about, it'll be time for a Republican governor. The question's going to be, which is the best candidate to fix the state of Michigan? And if those coattails are going to be long enough for the state senators to take back the Republican majority in the Senate in Lansing. That's going to be the question. Now, one of the other questions that they asked was the primary election in New York for the mayor of New York City going to a Democratic socialist a local phenomenon, or are there going to be echoes that that could actually happen here in the state of Michigan? Well, one of the political consultants, Hemmons, said that the far-left Democrat won the Democratic primary in one of the most left-leaning cities in the country. I think it would be a mistake to extrapolate too much from that because, A, we're talking about a Democratic primary election, and B, not just any Democratic primary, but a Democratic primary in the city of New York. And, oh, by the way, they used ranked choice voting in the city of New York. With all the candidates that were running, people didn't vote for their one favored candidate. They assigned numbers. Their number one preferred candidate, number two, number three, number four, number five. When they didn't get to 50% plus one, they took the lowest vote getter, number five, took them off the ballot, and then shared their votes with the other four remaining candidates. That's how basically Modani was able to defeat Mario Cuomo. The other problem is Cuomo didn't even actually campaign. He put his name on the ballot and automatically assumed with name recognition that he would win. Well, Modani actually pounded the pavement, knocked on doors, went to various groups and organizations, went and spoke in front of a large contingent of Muslims in New York City. I saw a video of him talking to them and said point blank, in last year's election, November of 2024, only 7% of our population, because he's Muslim, only 7% of our population voted. That cannot be in this upcoming primary, roughly about a week before the election. If you want us to win this seat, then you guys need to make sure you get out and vote. And guess what? They did. Along with white elitists, high income earners in New York City, they all voted for Modani. The working class folks voted for Cuomo. Well, it wasn't enough. I think it was a phenomenon that happened in New York City. I really don't think it's going to impact Michigan in any way, shape, or form. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Wrapping up this story real quick. One of the other political pundits said, first of all, pushing a flawed candidate into the establishment lane like Cuomo was very ill-suited for this particular race. Cuomo, known statewide, did not have good marks in New York City, especially after his handling of the China virus pandemic. Second, the main message Madani was running on was economic messages. Even if you're making promises that you likely can't keep once you're in office. People are looking for change. They want to see something other than the establishment person. Well, Donald Trump fits that mold for many people. That's why he won so bigly, largely, hugely in last year's election. Said Taylor, going on saying Modani fits that particular mold as well. He's a talented communicator and performer who shines and stays on message. He said current political candidates were geared more towards an individual brand than the party they belong to. Selleck made a comment, said a ton of people didn't suddenly become Democratic socialists any more than Trump voters now self-identifying as a Republican. The party label isn't the scary thing because they're voting for the person, not the party. Well, the other political pundit, Taylor, said Michigan could see echoes of what happened in New York City. For example, we already have a Democratic Socialist in Lansing. Dylan Wegla, Democrat of Garden City. I see this definitely as a start of something. I'm not going to say I told you so, but you know, usually this is a way to bring in a new, usher in a new way of politics. And I think it's definitely happening already here in the state of Michigan. Additionally, he pointed to Michigan's 13th congressional district, where Sheree Thanadar, Democrat from Detroit, is facing Donovan McKinney of Detroit and Adam Howler in a primary. Personally, I've been telling folks for quite some time that the Democrats are out of touch with their base. And I think that what happened in New York sort of shows that establishment Democrats probably have some issues that they need to start paying attention to. And the longer they ignore it, I think you'll see more and more issues like this pop up. Folks are looking for someone that they can connect with, especially the working class folks. Taylor went on to say, he sees that the last few election cycles have uncovered that disconnect with the working class. For whatever reasons, Democrats just don't seem to understand that most people are not feeling them right now. So I hope they're able to, as you know, get back to what works. Maybe supporting a popular progressive policy that focuses on the working class Americans is something most people can get behind. Well, personally, I think Donald Trump has taken the working class away from the Democrats. When you look at his support among union workers, especially auto workers, every single demographic group that normally typically votes Democrat went for Trump. The other legislative aide, Delisle, said she's talked with many Democrats when they were out knocking on doors and found that more Democrats were not about the extremes of the far left, which is what the party has moved toward. She said that those people felt abandoned and felt that the Democratic Party no longer represented their values. I think they need to take a long look at what the Democrat Party is trying to push and what direction they want the party to go in. I think they need to ask themselves if they want to stay with that party or do they want to move in a different direction. There are a lot of Democrats that I know who do not agree with what happened in New York, and they're very concerned about it. So, what will happen? Well, first of all, there's not a presidential election next year. This is a midterm election. Donald Trump is not going to be on the ballot. There is no presidential election. What this comes down to, folks, is state party issues. State candidates. Again, governor, secretary of state, attorney general, state senators, state representatives. If you look at this as a state party, it doesn't really matter what the RNC or the DNC are doing. It's going to come down to state party. The candidates that are running on the issues, running on the platforms, Republicans hoping to maybe hold on to the coattails of Donald Trump's victory in last year, November 2024. America First, running on the big, beautiful bill. We'll see if that works. Democrats attacking them about the big, beautiful bill. It'll be based on the economy next year. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.